Hey, welcome. This is Kelly Nash talking to you from a closet, literally a closet in my house that I am, going to turn into a podcasting studio here. An interesting thing happened to me. Literally, this happened yesterday. I was driving to pick up my son, and I saw a guy driving a truck that was just covered in Dallas Cowboys paraphernalia. I mean, it just loaded up with it. This guy's got to be the biggest Cowboys fan in the world. And I'm looking at that guy, and I'm saying, you know, if I was to ask that guy pretty much anything about the Cowboys, I bet you he could tell me. You know, he knows the history of the Cowboys, how they got the name, all that sort of stuff. And yet, what have the Cowboys ever done for him? Now, has he experienced joy or happiness because the Cowboys have won games? I'm sure he has. But the Cowboys didn't provide that. He provided that. It was his enthusiasm for the Cowboys that provided it, same as the fans of the Steelers had their joy when their team won because they were excited about their team. On the other hand, you think about God and everything that God has done for us from the creation of the earth to the creation of ourselves. And I'm not seeing a whole lot of number one fans for Jesus, number one fans for God. And I just felt like as I was looking at that guy's van, truck, that it was like there was a moment where God was talking to me saying, well, hey, why don't you become my cheerleader? Why don't you let people know what I'm doing just in your life or around the world, things that you're noticing? You know, and of course, like most people, I have those doubts. Well, you know, what am I going to say? I'm not a theologian. I'm not very well-versed. I mean, I've read the Bible several times, but I can't quote to you like certain scriptures other than John 3:16 because I see it at all the football games. That's how come I know John 3:16. But you know what? That's just my insecurities. And God wants me to be a cheerleader. I think he wants all of us to be cheerleaders. As a matter of fact, I know that the Bible talks about how we are all here to bring glory to God. Even those who are doing wrong, eventually are going to bring glory to God. Now, I'm just sitting here. I have a new app on my phone. It's called, what's the name of this app again? I just downloaded it yesterday. I think it's called Smart News. And it lets you kind of skim through the news. And anyway, so I'm looking at this app, and I'm good Lord, there's just so, is all the news depressing? On the top story right now, opioid users are filling the jails. Then you go to the entertainment. Robert Pattinson was asked to pleasure a dog for new film. That's the headline. Robert Pattinson asked to pleasure a dog for a new film. Go even the sports section, top story. Jim Plunkett's painful journey. My life sucks. Below that, we've got an ad. Glenn Beck warns, without relief, we'll lose America. Then you go to the lifestyle section. This is the lifestyle section? South Florida man sentenced after disemboweling girlfriend. Also, graphic video. Venomous snake gets beheaded, then starts eating itself. These are the types of stories that fill, you know, internets and radio stations and television stations because people are naturally drawn to those types of things. If you focus on those types of stories, you're not seeing a lot of God's glory. I'm guessing. I know I don't. I don't see a lot of God's infinite wisdom and just his all-powerful mercy that he puts down on earth. I don't see anything good in these stories, and yet there are good things in there. So I believe we can find the good in any story. I know that God is at work in everything. So, you know, if I focus on my own life, I can see where God has been at work in my life. And I'll just give you some quick examples. One of my favorites, which sounds ridiculous, is my divorce. For those of you who don't know me, I was married for 8 years, and we got a divorce. Now, that was a very unpleasant time. The actual entire marriage was a pretty much difficult time. As the Bible would say, we were unequally yoked. I had just become a believer when we got married. She claimed to be a believer, but wasn't living like a believer. We argued a lot about whether we should pray and do certain church activities and things like that. So it was a rough marriage for a lot of years. And then About 6 years into it, she told me she just didn't want to be married anymore. And so I didn't know what to do at that time. You know, I'm a believer. I'm supposed to stay married. And so I, you know, what do? I pray, right? And I pray. And I felt like God was guiding me towards a direction where I thought he was going to do a miracle and restore the marriage and all these types of things. But at the end of the day, after about, I don't know, it's like 6-7 months, I felt one day he said, okay, you've proven to me that you want to follow me. Basically is what that, and it basically when I'm proving to him, I'm proving to myself that I want to follow him. He said, it's time to cut it loose. And that's what I did. I cut her loose. She filed for divorce. We got a quick divorce. And during that time, when I was, you know, there's a couple of months there where the divorce is going through. Well, you know, now I'm praying and I'm like, you know, gosh, how old was I at that time? I'm thinking I was like 45 when I got a divorce. And I'm thinking, man, I'm not that I'm ancient, but this is not what I had expected in life. You know, I had expected to be married, have a bunch of kids, had all kinds of different dreams for how this was going to play out. And here I am now 45. I'm thinking if I get married, it's probably going to be at least 4 or 5 years. And, you know, then I'll probably be too old to have a baby. And especially if I'm marrying somebody my own age group. But God just kept putting into my faith an image of a woman who would love him as much as I do. And if possible, even more than I do. And how nice that would be. And so with that in mind, that's what I followed. And sure enough, God reintroduced me to a woman who I had met years earlier. And she had, you know, and I had been like Facebook friends and things of that nature. But years later here for, you know, I believe it was a divine appointment that God brought her back into my life. And we fell in love. And now we've been married for about 4 months. And yes, it's still the honeymoon stage. But I can tell you this first 4 months has been better than you take all the best moments of those 8 years of marriage, take all the best ones together. They don't even come close to a day with my current wife. My wife is truly a blessing to me. And that's what I'm saying. God works through sad, miserable things like a divorce, like a bad marriage. And sometimes he restores that marriage, and that's a witness to his glory. Or sometimes he ends the marriage, allows it to end, and that brings him glory. I'll give you another example of where I did the wrong thing, or at least I believe I did the wrong thing, and yet it's still going to bring him glory. Years ago, for those of you who live in the Columbia area, some of you know me from our WVOC, which is a news talk station. And I believed that God told me, literally told me, that that's going to be your show, the afternoon show. And the way that played out was I had filled in for years for the guy who had been doing it. You know, and when I say I filled in, maybe twice a year I'd fill in for a day or two. Doing the afternoon show. My main job is doing the morning show. Originally, it was on the Top 40 station, and now it's on a country station since 2010. But it was either me or my other morning partner, Jonathan. One of us would usually fill in. Well, one day, Jonathan called me as I was getting ready for bed, and he said, hey, I'm filling in tomorrow on WVOC. And I was like, good for you. And he said, do you want to come in with me? And my immediate response, this was me talking, was no, I have no interest in doing that. Why would I want to do that? That's a lot of this. Now I'm just giving you more of my backstory here. That's a lot of work to prep for an afternoon talk show. Is a lot of work, especially when you're doing local politics too, not just national politics. You got to know all the issues on all. It's a lot of work. So no, and I don't get paid for it. So certainly no. I mean, I do it as a favor, but you already got it covered. Why should I do it? And almost immediately, as soon as I said that, I felt the Holy Spirit telling me, you know what? Take that. You're supposed to be there. Well, I wasn't obedient immediately, but I said, well, let me think about it. You know, I'll get back to you in the morning on that one. Well, when I woke up in the morning, first thing that pops into my head is, you got to do that afternoon show today. So when I get to work at like 5 in the morning or whatever, I tell them, hey, I'm gonna be there with you today. So we go in there, and we're doing the first hour. And management comes in and says, hey, guys, can we talk to you when you get off the air about this? And as soon as they leave, Jonathan says, oh, man, I think we messed up here. And I said, no, they're going to give us this show. And he said, what are you talking about? The guy who's had this show has been here for like 16 years. I said, I don't know. I'm just telling you, they're going to give us this show. Sure enough, we go into a meeting the next day and they say, well, we were thinking about making a move. We were going to go syndication with Sean Hannity. And well, now seeing that you guys are here and you're doing a pretty good job locally, we think maybe we'd like to offer it to you. So that's how we got the afternoon show. Well, you know, 2 or 3 years later, I forget how long we did it. I guess it was about 2.5 years we did the show. We were in some sort of contract dispute. Long story short, Jonathan and I basically, came to loggerheads with management and decided to walk away. Well, it wasn't until months later that it really hit me that was me. God gave me something. He gave me that show. He told me he was going to give me that show, and he did give it to me. And then I never asked his opinion on whether or not I should walk away. I just did it. That's not the way to follow God. So it still brings him glory, though, because I recognized it. I repented of it. I am truly sorry. I have no idea what amazing things God would have had planned for me if I had stayed with that show. Could have been, I'm sure it would have been amazing. Really, the ability to have a platform like that and touch people and every once in a while in the middle of politics, give some sort of praise report. I know it touched people. And so I am still sorry that I walked away from it, but I'm not going to let that eat me up because you know what? God has other things for me. He knows that I'm going to screw up and he plans better things for me. So I have great things coming my way, great opportunities, and possibly this podcast will be one. I have no idea how this thing's going to catch on. There's no marketing plan behind this. There's no, if this thing is heard by more than three people, that's an act of God. And so if you're listening to this today, then possibly you have a divine appointment just to hear this. Maybe you needed some encouragement in your life. And if so, I'm glad that you found it. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'll just give you my personal email address. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Nash, N-A-S-H, _99@yahoo.com. I think I got that email address in 1999, and that's why I got it. So the number. So KellyNash_99@yahoo.com. I try to check the emails, you know, periodically. And if I miss yours, like if I don't get back to you in like 2 or 3 days, that means that I probably just didn't see it. So maybe send another one. And I apologize that I'm not very good at checking emails, but at least we have some way of communicating. So if you send me an email, if you have a question, or if you want me to talk about a topic or something like that, if you have feedback, maybe some sort of technical issues. Again, I've never done a podcast like this on my own. We do a political one, Jonathan and I. We do that in a studio, and that's a lot more slicker produced than what I'm doing right here. But anyway, I've had fun just talking to you right here, and I'm looking forward to seeing what God does with this little podcast of ours. And thanks for listening.